congregation invites you.
Thank you. When we think about that theme, making a good name with God, having a good name is something that can be viewed of as great value. Many people want to have a good name or a good reputation for themselves. Even the Bible talks about the value of a good name. Let's examine that together. So friends, please turn your Bibles with me to Proverbs 22 and verse 1. That's Proverbs 22 and verse 1. Well, we'll see.
Views a good name. So it reads there, a good name is to be chosen rather than great wealth. To be respected is better than silver and gold. So isn't it interesting there how the Bible describes it? A good name is better than wealth. So it compares a good name or reputation to wealth. And when we think about wealth, is that something that's easily acquired? Can we acquire that quickly? Not usually. It's something that usually takes decades or years to build up. And so it can be the same with our reputation or our name. Many today, they try to make a name for themselves. They do it by means of trying to pursue things such as wealth, fame, or popularity. But do such ones really find true happiness or true meaning in life, seeking a name this way? Not really. These ones that seek this glory, they often find out that they seek glory in the eyes of people whose tastes fluctuate each passing season. When we look in the book, The Culture of Narcissism, Christopher Lash writes, in our time, when success is so largely a function of youth, glamour, and novelty, glory is more fleeting than ever. And those who win the attention of the public worry incessantly about losing it. So as a result, many celebrities, they resort to such things as drugs, alcohol, and it ends up shortening their lives. So we see that it's futile in the system of things to seek fame. So as we just read in the Bible, we see a contrast the Bible encourages us to make a good name with Jehovah as opposed to the world. But when we think about this, not all treasures can be seen. So in fact, the greatest treasures are unseen. In the Sermon on the Mount, Jesus compares how heavenly treasures are vastly superior to material possessions. So notice what it says there for us at Matthew 6. I'll read that together. Matthew 6. We're going to read verses 19 and 20. Matthew 6, 19 and 20. So it says there, stop storing up for yourselves treasures on the earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. Rather, store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes and where thieves do not break in and steal. So we see the comparison there of treasures on earth and treasures in heaven. But notice what he adds there in verse 21. It says there, for where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. So our heart then will move us to pursue the things we treasure or highly value. So we store up treasures in heaven by gaining a good name or standing with God. And so as Jesus explained, such treasures can never be destroyed or stolen. So then why should we do so? And how can we make a good name with God? Well, let's first look into why we should make a good name with God. Do you think Jehovah notices the efforts of his worshipers to please him? Yes, he does. But how can we be sure? Well, the answer is found in the words recorded for us by the prophet Malachi. Let's look at that again together. Notice what it says there. Malachi 3 and verse 6. Actually, sorry, that's 16. Malachi 3:16. says there, at that time, those who feared Jehovah spoke with one another, each one with his companion. And Jehovah kept paying attention and listening. And a book of remembrance was written before him for those fearing Jehovah and for those meditating on his name. So Jehovah here observes more than just our godly deeds and words of praise. You notice at the end of that verse, it says those fearing Jehovah and for those meditating on his name. He takes note even when we think appreciatively of his name. So to think upon his name, it means that as God-fearing ones, we need to honor Jehovah even in our thoughts. In the privacy of our heart, we need to think appreciatively or meditate on Jehovah and his great name. In that verse, it talks about a book of remembrance. So that tells us that Jehovah, he will not forget his faithful worshipers and all that they have done to praise him. Every good deed, every word, and every thought. But God remembers these are good things for a reason. He promises to reward with everlasting life those whose names are written in the book of remembrance. Hebrews 11 and 6 says that he is the rewarder of those earnestly seeking him. So we know that ultimately Jehovah will reward his servants with everlasting life. So this reveals the love he has for his servants, and it also shows the value that he values those who choose to serve him. We owe Jehovah our worship and obedience because of the fact that he lovingly created us. So then we are motivated to please him, not because of obligation, but because of the love he has shown and also the love that we have for him. Isn't it comforting to know that Jehovah values all that we do to worship him? The words at Malachi 3:16 give us a cause for sobering reflection. We do well to ask ourselves, is my name in God's book of remembrance? It will be if we do our best to act, speak, and think each day in ways that Jehovah will remember, will want to remember. So we just looked at why we need to make a good name with God. But how can we do that? Well, this morning we're going to look at four different ways, and we're going to discuss how this can be done. Let's look at our first way in which we can do this. So the first thing we need to do is we need to learn about Jehovah. How do we accomplish that? Well, let's look at another scripture. John 17 and verse 3 help us to see how we can do that. It's John 17 and verse 3. And it says there, this means everlasting life. They're coming to know you, the only true God, and the one whom you sent, Jesus Christ. It said, they're coming to know you. Or we can say, they're taking in knowledge of you, or they're continuing to know you. That term used to know is used in the present tense to express continuous action. So then it's a process of taking in knowledge about someone, getting to know someone, becoming better acquainted with someone. It may also include the thought of making an ongoing effort to get better acquainted with someone who we already have known. So in this context, it refers to a deepening personal relationship with God, brought about by increasing knowledge of God and of Jesus, and in turn, growing to trust in them. So we see here that it clearly necessitates more than knowing who this person is or just even knowing their name. It would also involve knowing what that person likes, their dislikes, and knowing their values and their standards. So then our objective should be not merely to take in knowledge, but to come to know Jehovah better as a person. We can accomplish this by a regular study of God's Word and taking time to meditate on what we are reading. If we do our best to learn about Jehovah, what does the Bible promise us? Well, at James 4 and 8, it tells us there that we will be able to draw close to Him. What an opportunity that as humans, we can draw close to our Heavenly Father. But more is required than just getting to know Him. Let's look at our second point. Turn your Bibles with me to 1 John. We're going to look at chapter 5 and verse 3. It's 1 John 5 and 3. It says, for this is what the love of God means, that we observe His commandments, and yet His commandments are not burdensome. Okay, so we see here that in order to continue to make a good name with God, we need to learn to obey Jehovah's commandments. And the way people think today, the idea of obedience, it's not a popular one, is it, today? What if we think that Jehovah's commandments are too difficult to obey, or they take away our freedom? Well, did you notice how it was brought out or how it was described in 1 John? It goes on to say there, His commandments are not burdensome. So interesting. When we examine that, the Greek word for burdensome, it means heavy. In other scriptures, the word is used to describe some unreasonable rules of people who try to control or hurt others. Does this sound like commandments from Jehovah? The New English Translation puts it this way: His commandments do not weigh us down. So Jehovah's commandments, they're not too heavy for us. They're not too difficult for us to obey. He is always reasonable in what He asks of us. We can illustrate it this way. Imagine you get a call from a friend to help move. We all love moving. Your friend has packed all the boxes. Some of them are light. Some of them are easier to carry. But some others are often heavy. Often takes two people to lift them. Usually it's the boxes full of bound volumes. Would your friend ask you to pick up a heavy box by yourself? Probably not. Why? Because your friend knows you. He knows that if you were to lift that box by yourself, you would injure yourself. So like that friend, Jehovah knows you and I well. He would never ask us to do something that's too difficult. Jehovah understands who you and I are. And as Psalms 103 and 14 tells us, Jehovah knows who we are, how we are formed, remembering that we are dust. So Jehovah is patient, and He understands our human limitations. Let's examine another scripture that will encourage us to keep working and making that good name. Let's read Luke chapter 11 together. Luke 11, and we're going to look at verses 11 to 13. So verse 11 starts off by saying, "Indeed, which father among you, if his son asks for a fish, will hand a serpent instead of a fish? Or if he also asks for an egg, will hand him a scorpion? Therefore, if you, although being wicked, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more so will the Father in heaven give Holy Spirit to those asking Him?" We see in the scripture Jesus' use of logical, persuasive reasoning to teach a positive and heartwarming truth about His Father. Jesus was responding to His disciples' request to teach them how to pray. Jesus described the willingness of imperfect parents to give a good gift to their children. But He then concluded, how much more so will the Father in heaven give Holy Spirit to those asking him? So if a sinful human parent can care for the needs of their children, how much more will our Heavenly Father, who's perfect and righteous in every way, grant Holy Spirit to his loyal worshipers who humbly approach him in prayer? So at times, we may find ourselves having difficulty in obeying Jehovah's commands. But as these scriptures help us to see, is that if Jehovah, he's willing to help us. Why? Because he wants to help us, and he also knows our weaknesses. So friends, if we ask Jehovah to help us to obey him, he will not disappoint us. Our third point that we need to work on to keep making a good name with Jehovah is to learn to imitate Jehovah's wonderful qualities. Let's see how this is possible. Notice this at Psalm 25. Psalm 25 and 4. Says there, make me know your ways, O Jehovah. Teach me your paths. So this helps us to see that in order to be able to fully imitate Jehovah's qualities and to be successful, we need to plead like David to know Jehovah's ways and understand that we also need ongoing instruction. It also requires us to act in harmony with this type of prayer, and in turn, pay careful attention to any Bible-based direction that we receive through his organization and apply it. This is how Jehovah teaches us his path. And as we learn about Jehovah, we also need to strive to make his ways our ways. To continue to make a good name and worship Jehovah in an acceptable way, we need to follow the direction found at Amos 5 and 15. Let's look at that scripture. Amos 5 and 15. So it says there, hate what is bad and love what is good. So love and hate are strong emotions that emanate from the figurative heart. And since the heart is treacherous, we must do everything in our power to safeguard it. If we allow our heart to nurture wrong desires, we may find ourselves loving what is bad and hating what is good. And if we act on such desires by practicing sin, all the zeal in the world will not bring us back into Jehovah's favor. So let us pray for God's help to hate what is bad and to continue to love what is good. And if we do this, then we are continuing to maintain a good name with him. Another way that we're able to imitate his qualities is to examine Jesus' life, who perfectly reflected his Father's qualities. Jesus so perfectly reflected his Father that he could rightly say at John 14 and 9, that he that has seen me has seen my Father also. And so when we read in the Gospels about Jesus, the powerful and captivating words he used in his teaching, the compassion that moved him to heal others, and the empathy that brought him to tears, we are in a sense seeing a living portrait of his Father. By the example he set, we can easily picture Jehovah saying and doing those same things. So even though we as humans cannot see Jehovah, Jesus' example will help us to be able to imitate his Father's qualities to the best of our abilities. Our fourth point that will help us to make a good name with God is to continue to rely on Jehovah through prayer. Jehovah wants us to feel free to speak to him regularly about our concerns. And he listens to us and our prayers because he's interested in you and I. We see that brought out for us at Philippians 4 and 6. Let's examine that together. We'll read that. Philippians 4 and verse 6. So it says there, "Do not be anxious over anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, along with thanksgiving, let your petitions be made known to God." Since our Heavenly Father kindly invites us to pray, why would we not accept that beautiful invitation? Prayer is not simply a way to ask for help. It also means that it helps us to draw close to Jehovah, get to know him better. When we regularly express our feelings to him, we develop a close relationship. Of course, a close relationship will not last if only one person does the talking. So just as friends enjoy a two-way conversation with one another, we should also allow God to speak to us. And we should listen to him when he does so. And he does this as he does this through his written word, the Bible. So when we receive direction or instruction, that's Jehovah speaking to us, and we want to listen to him as he listens to us. At 1 Peter 5 and 7, the Apostle Peter confirms for us that Jehovah wants to help or listen to our prayers. He says there, "Throw all your anxiety on him, because he cares for you." Wow, what a beautiful invitation. Throw your anxiety on him. Who of us does not have any anxieties in life today? Anxiety can affect our life dramatically. And here Jehovah says to us, "Give it to me." Why? Because he cares for us, and he doesn't want us to have to deal with this on our own. Let's look at another scripture that can help us to reassure us of Jehovah's care and love. Psalm 55 and 22. Psalm 55 and 22. "Throw your burden on Jehovah, and he will sustain you. Never will he allow the righteous one to fail." How can we act in harmony with these words? We do this by throwing all our anxieties, all our worries, all our fears, and all disappointments upon our loving Heavenly Father. This is what will help us give us a feeling of security and calmness in our heart. Regular heartfelt prayer is essential if we are to throw our burden, including our anxiety, upon Jehovah. What a wonderful privilege we have. Never do we ever want to neglect such a privilege, precious privilege of prayer. So we have discussed four ways to make a good name. So to highlight them, the first thing we need to do, we need to learn about Jehovah. And as we discussed, it's a continuous process that we need to take on. Second point, we learn we need to obey his commands. And we learned and we saw how they're not burdensome to follow. Jehovah does not make anything too heavy for us. We're also encouraged to imitate his qualities. And we see how we can do this by the wonderful example that Jesus set for us. And we need to follow that example as closely as possible. And last, we need to continue to pray for Jehovah's help. Why? Because he cares for all of us and he wants all of us to succeed. When should we put these things into practice? Isaiah 55 and 6 helps us to see that Jehovah invites all to make a good name with him while there is still time. It tells us to search for Jehovah while he may be found. So Jehovah's blessing is not unconditional, nor is his invitation that he extends indefinite. So friends, now is the time to start to build that good name with Jehovah, or look for ways in which we can improve on our name with God. But some may feel it's too late. I can never make a good name with Jehovah. Maybe you feel that your sins are too serious or too numerous for you to be forgiven. Well, let's consider a wonderful invitation that's recorded for us in the book of Isaiah, Isaiah 1 and 18. So Isaiah 1 and verse 18. Goes on to say there, come now and let us set matters straight between us, says Jehovah. Though your sins are like scarlet, they will be made as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson cloth, they will become like wool. How loving. Jehovah is inviting you to approach him in prayer and to set matters straight with him. Please accept that invitation, because Jehovah loves you. Even sins that seem as permanent as scarlet dye on a white garment are not beyond Jehovah's forgiveness. Jehovah does not want you to continue with that guilty conscience. So friends, continue making steps to gain Jehovah's favor. If you do this, the Bible reassures us that Jehovah will generously reward you and I for our efforts. Not only will we be rewarded, but Psalm 119 and verses 1 and 2 shows us something else that we will be able to enjoy and benefit from. Let's read that final scripture together. That's Psalm 119, 1 and 2. So it goes on to say there, happy are those who are blameless in their way, who walk in the law of Jehovah. Happy are those who observe his reminders, who search for him with all their heart. So friends, we see here that if we continue to walk in Jehovah's laws, if we continue to observe his reminders, and we search for him with all of our heart, we will acquire a good name with God that leads to genuine happiness.
Thank you very much, Brother Raymond.